You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Asbestos is a fibrous mineral that doesn't burn, and for decades it was used in construction materials, clothes, and many other products. But its fortunes changed when scientists discovered that even one fiber per cubic centimeter posed an extreme health hazard. While asbestos use is banned or severely restricted here, Canada still is the world leader in exporting asbestos. Kathleen Ruff is the senior human rights advisor to the Rideau Institute, and she has been involved in a campaign against the export of asbestos. She joins me on the phone from her home. Good morning and welcome to Co-op Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, we know that asbestos is deadly. How restrictive is the Canadian health standard compared with, let's say, Germany or Netherlands?
Well, the federal government, for political reasons, because it supports the asbestos industry, allows an extremely high exposure level to asbestos in Canada. So we allow one fiber per cubic centimeter of air, of exposure, and say that is perfectly safe. It's not perfectly safe at all. It is extremely dangerous. This is the standard under the federal government. All of the provinces have a standard that is 10 times stronger than that. It is 0.1 fiber that is allowed. And all of the developed countries and everywhere that every scientist who've looked at it have said that any exposure is hazardous and that you certainly should not allow any exposure beyond 1.1 fiber per cubic centimeter of air.
So we're at the federal level 10 times what a province might restrict use of.
Yes. For the federal government, asbestos has always been a political issue about votes in Quebec. It has never been a health issue. The policy has always been set by the asbestos industry, and the same is true in Quebec. Quebec also has the very high exposure level of one fiber per cubic centimeter. So Quebec and the federal government are in bed with the asbestos industry and set this standard, which is known to be totally dangerous and unacceptable. Now, in reality, in Quebec, for example, in the federal government, they try to allow no exposure to asbestos. They know it's deadly. But on paper, that's the standard, because that is good for propaganda for overseas for saying, look, we're saying it's perfectly safe at this level, when we know full well it isn't.
There is something on the international scene called the Rotterdam Convention. Could you explain what that is and how Canada has acted under that convention?
Yes, the Rotterdam Convention is an environmental convention. It's about environmental justice. It's almost about environmental racism. It deals with the fact that as the industrialized world learns about products that are extremely hazardous, we stop using them. But then the industries target the developing world, just like the cigarette industry has, so has the asbestos industry. So the Rotterdam Convention tries to provide a minimal human right for people in the developing world. And it says, you have the right to know. You have the right to know if a substance is extremely hazardous. So under the Rotterdam Convention, if a product is listed as hazardous, it means you can go on selling it, but you must inform people that it is hazardous before you ship it to them so they can protect themselves, so they can be informed. It's a minimal human right, and the scientific body at the Rotterdam Convention has repeatedly begged to put Cristal asbestos, which is what we sell, on the list. And Canada has repeatedly stood up and said, we don't care what the science says. We don't care what the experts recommend. We refuse to allow it to be listed. And this has been a long history of Canada for decades that Canadians don't know about. We have taken every measure possible to prevent people in the developing world from knowing that asbestos is hazardous so that we could sell more.
You mentioned chrysotile as a type of asbestos that we export. There's also an institute by that name that lobbies for the asbestos industry. Where does it get its funding?
It gets its funding from the federal government and the Quebec government and the asbestos industry. Taxpayers are funding this completely disreputable lobby group. It's a registered lobby group for the asbestos industry. It puts out false information saying that asbestos is wonderful, and we fund it. So it is really such an improper use, such a corrupt use of public funds to fund this industry that puts out misinformation about asbestos.
You mentioned the federal government, and of course there have been different political parties that have been head of the national government. Right now we have the Harper Conservatives, we've had the Liberals. Is there a differentiation in the policy that either of them have pursued?
When the Liberal government was in power, it's like the Conservative government today, supported the asbestos industry and gave taxpayers' money to the asbestos lobby. This is because of votes in Quebec. I should say that the industry is a dying industry. There are only about 350 asbestos miners left in Quebec. And what, you know, we have been arguing for is to help those miners transition to healthy, good jobs, different economic activity. But instead, the Canadian government, when it was Liberal and now today it's Conservative, have funded the asbestos lobby group. Now, Michael Ignatieff said that he opposed exporting asbestos when he was asked publicly in BC. Then he was pressured by the asbestos lobby and he reversed himself. He's now reversed himself again, and we think and we believe this is his true final position, that he opposes the asbestos industry and that it should be closed down. So now we have one last national leader, which is Stephen Harper, who promotes asbestos export to the developing world. So, you know, the challenge is to go after the Conservative government and the Conservative MPs and say, why are you giving our taxpayers' money to do harm to people overseas? This is a terrible use of taxpayers' money. We're cutting funds from programs that help people, and instead we're giving money to an industry that we know kills people.
You mentioned Michael Ignatieff flip-flopping back and forth, and part of his statement opposing asbestos was made in English-speaking Canada. Do Harper and Ignatieff play that game of saying one thing to one audience and another thing to a different audience? And does Harper do that, for example?
Yes, this is something that Harper does, and it is just completely undemocratic. In English Canada, Prime Minister Harper and all his ministers refuse to answer the question whether they will support the Rotterdam Convention, whether they will support this minimal human right to be informed. They won't answer the question. But when Prime Minister Harper is in the asbestos mining region, he makes promises publicly that as long as he is Prime Minister of Canada, his government will not allow asbestos to be listed under the Rotterdam Convention, that he will break this convention, that he will deny this minimal human right for people in the developing world so that we can take advantage of them and sell them a product with taxpayers' publicity saying it's wonderful and safe and prevent them from knowing it's harmful. So we have this incredible double standard where there's silence in English Canada. The government never talks about asbestos in English Canada because it knows the public is appalled at what it's doing when they find out. So they try to prevent people from finding out in English Canada. But in the Quebec mining area, they brag about how they are the biggest fighters for the asbestos industry. Vote for us.
So your confidence in Ignatieff's latest statement is based on him having said so in Quebec, or?
Yes. I mean, I would like to see Mr. Ignatieff and the Liberals show some leadership here, and they're not showing leadership. He has taken a stand now that the asbestos industry should be closed down, and he has said that in Quebec. So that is good. But just a few weeks ago in Parliament at the hearing of the Natural Resources Committee. There was a motion put forward by Pat Martin, an NDP MP who used to be an asbestos miner. He put forward a motion to cut the $250,000 funding that Prime Minister Harper wants to give to the asbestos lobby, and the Liberals voted against it. So why did they do that? Why did they go along? Why were they complicit with giving $250,000 taxpayers' money to the asbestos lobby group to promote asbestos death to the developing world? I don't understand it. It's just such a sad lack of leadership.
Well, thank you for the work that you're doing on the subject, and I'll give people the website where they can go to get more information. Thank you very much,
wonderful.
Kathleen.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Kathleen Ruff. She's Senior Human Rights Advisor to the Rideau Institute, and if you want to learn more about Canada's role in asbestos marketing, go to the website rightoncanada.ca. Right is R-I-G-H-T.